When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, it's David Sue and Kendra at Magic 106.7. So just a little bit of background on the three of us very quickly. I don't want to speak for you, Kendra, but my house, laundry gets... I do the laundry. I throw it in the wash. Maybe an hour later, I got to throw it in the dryer. Sometimes I forget, and it sits in the washing machine for, like, the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day and the night, and then I got to do another thing because it kind of smells a little bit. So then I put it in the dryer and hope for the best.
That's right.
That's how it works in my house.
Right.
In your house, same thing?
Same thing, yep. I just have piles of laundry. I'm just in there like Cinderella, washing, drying.
I wash and dry my
clothes. We'll get to you in a minute.
What are you guys just talking
about? Just a moment.
And if I have a delicate or a blazer or a silky shirt, I will still wash it in the washing machine on delicate, cold, and then iron it, steam it on my own.
Yeah, quick question. What's the timeline on how long... dried clothes, do they sit in the dryer for a couple of days or a day or two, or do they go into a basket and sit in the basket for
they
a couple
go into
days?
The basket and sit in the basket for a couple days for sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. good
and
Sue Tab has a very different story to tell when there's clothing and fabrics really to be cleaned. Do you not touch
ridiculous.
The stained, soiled fabric sheets? I don't want to look at them. I don't want
we
to touch
them. We wash and dry and fold our clothes like everybody else. The only thing we do different than you two is that we
us
have a
two. Like that.
Then you two is the dry cleaning people come on I think it's Monday and drop on a Thursday. They come to a lot of people's houses. It's not extravagant. You have a little hook on your door, and they pick up. They pick up your dry cleaning bag.
I almost spit out my coffee.
And then they hang your stuff.
Do they have a separate door? Do they have a separate entrance to the house?
There is a designated door.
No.
Around back, please.
My neighbors
Let's
have it,
make sure
too.
They come around back.
It's not like we're being over the top. A lot of my neighbors have it on my street.
It was just the way you described it when you thought originally that the retainer was in the dry cleaning bag.
Yeah.
And then
it's
your next sentence was like... Well, you know, when the dry cleaner comes to pick up our weekly things, you know, on Thursday on the hook, and David and I were like, wait a minute,
Because it's not dry that weird.
What else do you have delivered at the house?
No.
No, actually, she said, when Kevin comes. And we were
it's first name basis,
Kevin?
He's our dry cleaner.
We're having dinner with Kevin on Friday.
He's a very nice man.
She has a
He's
driver.
So sweet. No, what? Well, no, he has our route. It's not like he's my driver. My route.
Now, we should note that Tom wears
dress shirts
and suits and stuff like that for his job. And I know people who do that, and there is a lot of dry cleaning that gets done.
Yeah.
I don't, for me, I don't often get dressed up, so there's not a lot of dry cleaning that goes. Every couple weeks, I'll drive to the dry cleaners myself. I'll carry the stuff in and pick it up myself.
And how long
a couple
does
days
it
later.
Sit there, though? Will you actually pick it up a couple days later?
I try to get it within a couple days. Yeah, every once in a while, there's. You know what? If I can be honest, can I throw my wife off the?
Yeah.
I'll go for a jacket and a shirt, and I'll think it's going to be $18, and they go, we got a couple of coats
of her thing
and some blouses
that she left
and some
there.
Yeah, and somehow the women's stuff seems much more expensive than the men's. Yeah.
Well, that's another story, but to have it picked up, it just feels like kind of a luxury. That's all. Do you ever Do the dry cleaning people come the same day when they service that chocolate fountain that you have?
I don't have a chocolate fountain.
Do they come the same day? Is there a parking problem for them?
Oh, my God.
I just can't believe there's a system with a bag that hangs on a hook.
What
like
do
an
you mean?
I've never even heard of that. I think it's so funny.
Here's the thing. When they bring your dry cleaning on Thursday, when our actual dry cleaning is hung, they hang an empty bag with it. So then you have that bag to fill, and you put that on the door Monday. It comes back Thursday. It's not... A lot of people on my street have it.
Do you remember Zoots?
I do remember Zoots.
They had the purple vans, and purple bags and stuff. And that, but that I don't. Are they still around?
I don't know.
I think a lot of the dry cleaning went way down after the pandemic because nobody's going to work. You know,
Correct.
We're all working from
Nobody
home.
Nobody needed the dress shirts,
right? And now you need like only 2 days worth of dress shirts. It's not five because nobody's going to the office anymore.
But so, boy, see, we're keeping local businesses afloat.
Oh, is that what you're going to tell yourself? Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll see.
Well, it's better than me starching a collar. Oh, what do you think? Have you met me? Can you see me trying to starch his collars? I would ruin his shirts. We have to do it.
This is hilarious.
I love this. We're keeping the logo.
Other people have it.
The window flies open. Boy, what day is it? Is it Christmas Day yet?
Oh, my God. Call and defend me. There are other people listening now who have a dry cleaning service. There has to be.
Or some service that you pay for in your house. Some people have water delivered. Remember, have you seen those trucks? The guy puts the bottle of water on his shoulder and walks up and brings the water
in. Oh, yeah, the Poland Spring.
Or even having groceries delivered. It feels like kind of a splurge, but some people are like, can't live without it.
Can draw you to Instagram. Card over there.
Yeah, but that's a little different.
No.
Oh, what's different about it?
What's different?
Well, I don't do it all the time. It's just random when certain situations.
I don't do it all the time. Huh.
I don't. It's very random. Okay. It's not a weekly,
twice a week. Yearly membership. What are you talking about?
Listen, it's not a dry cleaning.
You got the punch card with the holes in it. They're we know who you are.
You're both glass houses. Yeah. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, our boss Sal is in the hallway. We had to ask him about dry cleaning.
Let's bring him in next week and we'll talk to him. Okay.
Nor next. Magic 106.7.
Mm-hmm.